A free clinic in Normal does some soul searching on equity in healthcare for the low-wage workers they serve.
They're not necessarily in the spotlight, but they are incredibly important, you know, to the general economy of Bloomington Normal.
That's Mike Romanoli from the Community Healthcare Clinic. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, July 17th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Illinois Wesleyan University trustees approving plans to discontinue three academic programs, but keeping several others that were targeted for closure. Eric Stock has more.
The university-endorsed faculty recommended plans to discontinue majors and minors in anthropology, religion, and French, and it will end its minor in Italian. Trustees rejected recommendations to close its School of Music and programs in the departments of sociology and philosophy. The university says it plans to transform many of those offerings instead. Here's Illinois Wesleyan Board of Trustees Chair Timothy Zerlong.
There's no question in my mind that we are going to continue to see new offerings, new studies, things that reflect some of the challenges in the world today that can be provided in education for our students.
The proposed changes prompted the university to send pre-termination letters to 25 tenured faculty in June. In all, nearly a third of faculty was put on notice their positions could be eliminated. The changes Illinois Wesleyan approved yesterday eliminate 9 full-time faculty positions. The proposed moves also caused some alumni to fear the university was straying from its identity as a liberal arts institution that the university has built for 170 years.
The liberal arts will absolutely continue to be prominent at Illinois Wesleyan.
University President Georgia Nugent says the liberal arts are about more than just what programs are offered, but also how they are offered.
It has much more to do with the way in which disciplines are taught, that they're taught in a holistic way, in a way that encourages students to question, to think on their own, to delve into research.
Nugent says the university hasn't projected how these changes may impact enrollment starting with the 2021-22 academic year, but she says the university has a good bumper crop of freshmen coming in this fall. She projects an enrollment at about 1620. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were 13 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. That brings us to 56 active cases, mostly people isolating at home. Our testing positivity rate is holding steady at 2.2%. Ridgeview High School music teacher David Rochford is charged with sexually assaulting at least 2 former students. Prosecutors say his relationships with the girls date back to 2012. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's considering extending a moratorium on evictions beyond the end of July. Opposition groups were influential in killing a legislative effort to provide more rental assistance during the spring session. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Ever since George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, it feels like just about every business or organization in the country has put out a statement, what they believe, condemning his death, the importance of racial justice. The Community Healthcare Clinic in Normal held off until it had something not just to say, but to do. And now that's happened. The free clinic has announced it's embarking on an 18-month review. It's part of the Pursuing Equity Initiative, paid for with a grant from the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. The clinic has been around for over 25 years, but Executive Director Mike Romanoli says its goal of quality, affordable healthcare for everyone is still not fully realized. You can tell, he says, because 86% of their patients are people of color.
Part of it is our large immigrant population that we serve here at the clinic, and because they're not eligible for any coverages, whether it's, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, and are working in jobs that aren't offered private insurance either. Because it's service workers, right? I mean, it's hotels, cleaning, restaurants. You know, they're absolutely the foundation of the Bloomington Normal economy, you know, because those are the jobs that are there, but traditionally not insured. So the people that founded the clinic hit the bullseye on who our population was going to be, and it continues to be those same people. It's the working poor was the old way to describe it, but I always like to say that it's absolutely the people that they're not necessarily in the spotlight, but they are incredibly important, you know, to the general economy of Bloomington Normal.
What's an example of something, you know, treatable and preventable that could be addressed by taking on inequity in healthcare?
One area in Bloomington Normal, of course, is the West Side. And there's a very, very high rate of asthma in that area. And asthma is one of those things that with proper medical care is very treatable, right? But the medications for it, the inhalers, are super expensive. So if somebody with asthma, if they're uninsured, for instance, you can go to the ER when you have a flare-up. You leave feeling better, right? But if you're going to leave with a handful of prescriptions that you cannot afford. I mean, I don't know that I would pay for them, you know, because their cash pay on those things are really, really expensive. It's horrible, for one thing, you know, to not be able to breathe. But also you think it's kids, but we have a ton of adults that have asthma here. It's always one of our top diagnoses. And for people without insurance, it's that you don't have an option because it's so expensive to treat a very, very treatable illness.
So this 18-month review you're going to be going through as part of the Pursuing Equity initiative, one of the five key components is, you know, how to build out infrastructure to support health equity. What's an example of where you may need to do that at your clinic?
We're seeing a very large increase in French-speaking patients, primarily from French-speaking Africa, Congo primarily. We are not doing a good job right now with our Congolese patients and French translation. So we've just recently, pre-COVID, we had two students and a professor from ISU that were helping us out. And then now over the summer, Ani, who's my pharmacy tech, her fiance is French. So he didn't know what he was signing up for, but we've got him here a lot now. So, and it's amazing with proper translation, how much more information we're getting from our French-speaking patients now. So ideally, I started with the clinic 16 years ago as a volunteer Spanish translator. And for about a year, I was the only one. I feel like we're starting with our French-speaking patients in the exact same way right now. So I'd love to get to the same point with our French patients as we have with our Spanish speakers, to be a place where they know they can come, get help, and have competent translation for them as well. Because it's a population primarily we're seeing with our African patients with some blood pressure numbers that are terrifying.
What are some ways that you'll be able to tell if, you know, this works, if there's improvement?
We feel like everyone is welcome here, but we never explicitly said it. You know, so, and that to some populations, primarily LGBTQ, if you don't explicitly say all are welcome, that can be a turnoff because they're, you know, a very marginalized group as it is. It's not enough to feel it or act that way. We have to be much more explicit about it. We need a more diverse board. We had a board meeting last week and we talked about, you know, future board recruitment for people of color. And that's not easy in Bloomington Normal either, you know. So if my board was a reflection of our clinic population, it would look a lot different, you know. And I know a lot of local organizations are in a very similar. It's not unique to me, you know, here at the clinic. It's definitely something that a lot of organizations are focusing on right now.
It's Community Healthcare Clinic Executive Director Mike Romanoli talking about the Pursuing Equity Initiative. Before we let you go, the Not in Our School Blono Group is hosting a silent march and candlelight vigil Saturday night at 6:30 at McGraw Park, recognizing those facing discrimination and racism. That's it for today. Have a good weekend. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.